Hello everybody, welcome to the Daily Dose. Asian markets on a mixed tone as investor sentiment continue to weigh the recent rhetorics on trade wars amid strong economic data from the US. Within emerging markets, investors await to see how central banks in Turkey and Russia will make key rate decisions on their monetary policy front to defend their weakening currencies. US benchmark treasuries are at 2.93% while gold trading weaker at 1193. WTI crude futures were at 68.19 per barrel, up 0.65% from the last settlement, while Brent crude futures climbed 0.65% to 77.33 a barrel. Two U.S. oil rigs were cut last week, bringing the total count to 860. U.S. rig count has stagnated since May after experiencing a recovery since 2016. After President Trump threatened tariffs on a further $267 billion worth of Chinese imports on top of earlier duties of $200 billion, MSCI's broadest index of Asian Pacific shares outside Japan came down 0.6%, extending losses from last week when it dropped 3.5%, worst weekly showing since mid-March. Japan's Nikkei opened lower but quickly cut back losses after revised second quarter GDP data showed that it had grown at its fastest pace since 2016. Japan's economy grew at an annual rate of 3% in the April-June quarter, the fastest pace in more than 2 years, and much faster than initially reported thanks to heavy capital spending. Although global trade tensions and a string of natural disasters pose risks to the outlook, companies have been stepping up investment in factories and equipment as earnings rise to historic highs. Last week, a strong hiring report for August pushed U.S. Treasury yields higher at 2.93%. The non-farm payrolls employment increased by 201,000 in August, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.9%. The payrolls data showed that jobs gain occurred in professional and business services, healthcare, wholesale, trade, transportation, and warehousing and mining. The average hourly earnings was highest since April 2009, rising to 2.9% for the month on an annualized basis. The uptick on wage growth is a closely watched indicator to gauge inflation pressures. Investors now seemingly are convinced for further hikes during the September and December FOMC amid the recent market stress towards emerging markets assets. China's producers inflation cooled in August amid softening domestic demand, pointing to a steady slowing in growth in the world's second biggest economy as it confronts heightened risk to the outlook from a heated trade dispute with the US. India's current account deficit widened to $15.8 billion, 2.5% of GDP in the quarter ending June as compared with $15 billion in the same quarter a year before. The weakening streak on the Indian rupee against the US dollar and high crude oil spot prices have swelled the current account deficit during the first quarter. The INR has been Asia's worst performing currency this year, touching a record 72 against the US dollar last week. Thank you and have a great day.